Morning. Let me take a deep breath here. Hi, my name is Mike, and also known as Becca's dad on this side of the room. It's an honor to be able to share for communion with you guys this morning. This is the time of our worship service when we take the bread and the cup to remember Jesus who gave his life for us on the cross. We're going to read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. It says, "Therefore, since we have a great priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. As human beings, we have weaknesses and we make mistakes. I remember 8 years ago, after driving an old car into the ground, I decided to get a brand new car. I was excited to finally have a new car. It smelled really good. It was super clean, shiny, spotless, without any scratches, and I wanted to keep it in that condition. So I was very careful driving this car. At grocery stores, I would park way in the back, far from the entrance, away from other cars and shopping carts, because I didn't want it to get dinged or scratched. After just a couple of weeks of having this new car, I remember this one evening being in a rush to go somewhere and feeling really tired and exhausted. I backed up the new car in a hurry without checking my mirrors. I hear this crushing sound and the sound of broken glasses. I backed into my wife's car. I had forgotten to park her car back in the garage, and that I had left it right behind my new car. The taillight cover on the new car was shattered to pieces, the corner of the bumper smashed, and there was a big dent on my wife's car door. Not my proudest moment. I was too embarrassed to even tell her, but she was gracious enough after I did. No matter how hard we try, sometimes our frailties and weaknesses get the best of us. When I'm having a rough week, or when I'm faced with stressful situations and storms seem to come from different directions, I can struggle with worry, fear, insecurity. In those times, I see myself get impatient or say things that I regret saying. I also see my selfishness come out and make poor choices that at times hurt others around me and discourages others around me. When we see our weaknesses, or when we are in that weak moment, we can begin to feel the weight of guilt and shame. We can also feel tired and weary. But Hebrews 4 reminds us of what we have in Jesus. Jesus understands that what we go through in life is hard and troublesome. He's able to empathize with our weaknesses. The scripture tells us that we can go to the throne of grace with confidence, that we can find mercy and grace in our moments of weaknesses. Because Jesus is the King on that throne. He's with us, he intercedes for us, he represents us before God. His blood constantly washes away our mistakes. He removes the dents, scrapes, and scratches on us. He fixes the broken pieces and the crushed parts of our lives. So we are brand new again, without blemish in the eyes of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Whenever we connect with Jesus, we connect with grace. We can let go of the weight of guilt, shame, and regret, and insecurity. Grace is the safety net that Jesus provided for us to catch us when we fall, so that we can get back up. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for the sacrifice that Jesus made 2,000 years ago for us. And it's not just for that generation, it's not just for our generation, but it's for the generations to come. We are so thankful for the love that you have given us. And I pray that we could just think about how blessed we are to be given to be saved, God, to be given this gift of Christ. And I pray that we can reflect on that and just remember that sacrifice. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.